Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If Washington's the problem, why trust a congressman to fix it? Among them, they've spent 63 years in Congress, leaving us with debt, earmarks, and bailouts. Congressmen get $174,000 a year, and you get the bill. We need a solution.
That's the reason I call for a part-time Congress. Cut their pay in half. Cut their time in Washington in half. Cut their staff in half. Send them home. Let them get a job like everybody else back home.
I'm Rick Perry, and I approve this message.
That's Rick Perry's latest ad, calling for an end to the gridlock in Washington by turning our congressmen and senators into part-time employees. And GOP race is where we get started this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, back again from Fox. John Scott here with Tom Bevin from RealClearPolitics.com about Rick Perry and Newt Gingrich failing to qualify for the primary ballot in Virginia.
Give us the thumbnail explanation of what happened here.
Well, the candidates are required to submit 10,000 valid signatures to qualify for the ballots, which are now going to go ahead and be printed and ready. All the states have their own requirements for this. The candidates had 5.5 months to get this done. Mitt Romney managed to do it. Ron Paul managed to do it. But for some reason, and some of the lower tier candidates, Bachman, Santorum, they did not even submit signatures at all. But the two other candidates, Gingrich and Perry, submitted just over 10,000. And enough of those were disqualified for one reason or another to disqualify them overall from the ballot. It's really inexcusable for these candidates to not have made the ballot with so much notice, and really a 10,000 signature threshold isn't that high given how much time they had to prepare.
Well, you suggest that Newt Gingrich maybe thought he wouldn't even be still on the ballot come Super Tuesday, and maybe that's why he didn't try that hard. Is that possible?
Well, Gingrich has said he didn't expect to sort of, they're a month or so behind schedule, and that leads you to believe that Gingrich never really thought he was going to be the front runner and really wasn't prepared for having, you know, being part of the process at Super Tuesday and beyond. So he was scrambling to put this thing together, and he just didn't get it done. And again, it shows the lack of thought that's gone into this. This is really sort of, you know, politics 101, blocking and tackling. I mean, people focus on the polls and the popularity, but there's a lot of groundwork, grunt work that needs to get done to run a legitimate presidential campaign. And clearly, you know, Perry and Gingrich haven't been getting that stuff done.
Right. And Gingrich in particular has been focusing his attention on the debates because the debates have given him essentially a free platform, free exposure. But a debate will not get you 10,000 signatures.
That's right. And again, this is, you know, in 2008, six Republicans qualified, including Fred Thompson, who, as you remember, joined that campaign late and wasn't sort of known for having a fantastic organization. But even he was able to do this. Six Democrats qualified. So it's not like there was some unbelievably high bar in Virginia that these candidates weren't able to meet. Gingrich's campaign has sort of accused Virginia of something to that effect. They've also said, well, we'll just go ahead and organize a write-in campaign, but there's one problem with that. Write-in campaigns in the primary in Virginia are illegal, so that is not an option for them. So it looks like there'll only be two Republicans on the ballot. That's Romney and Paul in Virginia on March 6th.
Well, and in one recent Quinnipiac poll, Newt Gingrich was leading the state in Virginia. I mean, the fact that he apparently, barring some miracle, he's not even going to be on the ballot. Does that absolutely shoot down his prospects to eventually become the nominee?
I don't think this is a game breaker for a couple of reasons. Number one, remember, up until April 1st, they're allocating these delegates proportionally. There are only 50 delegates at stake in Virginia, so it's not like it's a massive. I mean, if they're able to get on the ballot in other states, but again, it highlights the fact that Gingrich's team really, you know, from a managerial standpoint, they're not up to snuff. They're not doing what is required. And certainly they've given Mitt Romney sort of a free play in Virginia. And that's something that if this comes down to be a very tight delegate battle, which some have suggested that it might be long and drawn out, you know, 10 or 20 delegates could make a difference in the end. So it's in that respect, it might be significant.
More on Gingrich and the presidential race on the countdown coming up.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Chuck Hankins, president of the Korean War Veterans Alliance.
To be eligible to belong to the group, you had to have been in Korea during the combat. Making the annual reunions that we've had, every year it's the opportunity to go to a reunion and sit down and visit with, we call it the Band of Brothers now. We understand what each other's talking about and where we're coming from, and even the emotion that's involved in it, we can appreciate. And somebody that hasn't had that experience, you can talk to them and describe things to them, and you can almost see their eyes glaze over because they really don't understand the depth of the emotion of what you're talking about. And I guess that's been the thing out of the organization that I've gained the most from, that camaraderie that gets involved in that type of thing.
See more hero stories at koreanwar.defense.gov.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior Water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I didn't.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard. With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergen-C. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy, fruity flavors you'll love. All to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergen-C. Feel the good.
Talk Radio in Review. I'm Doug Steffen. The GOP contenders are in our minds at the moment. Host Ray Appleton talking to political analyst Jared Halpin about the primaries that are coming up and how there will be only two on the ballot in Virginia.
What happened in Virginia? It doesn't look like a lot of these wannabes made the ballot there.
There will be two names on the ballot in the Virginia primary.
Whoa.
Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul, the only two that could follow the rules to the T and get their names on the ballot. Sort of an embarrassment, I think, for, some of the other top tier candidates, Rick Perry, certainly an embarrassment for, somebody like Newt Gingrich, who, you know, has lived nearly two decades in the fine state of Virginia. And it speaks really, I think, to two things. One, yes, it's very difficult to get on the primary ballot in Virginia, but it's not obviously impossible because two people did it. I think it speaks to the maybe lack of organization by some of these other campaigns, that they started perhaps much too late or didn't realize all of the rules or for whatever reason couldn't do it. And I think that speaks to, volumes when you talk about a campaign gearing up for Iowa and a caucus, which is all about organization.
Well, you talked about embarrassing for Newt because he is a resident. There. That's the first thing I thought about when I heard he didn't make this. I'm like, hello? And he compares it to December the 7th, which he's taking a little bit of heat for.
That seemed over the top to a lot of people.
Well,
Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, that's just kind of a stretch there. But everybody talks about how complicated it is in Virginia. And I keep hearing, well, it's a matter of getting 400 signatures there, 400 signatures there, that place. Do you know why this is being called a complicated system? Every time I hear about gathering signatures, I don't hear anymore. It doesn't sound all that complicated.
No, it is a complicated system. You need a lot. You need a lot of signatures, which is not that uncommon. Most states require cash and signatures. But what you have to have in Virginia is so many of those have to come from each congressional district, and I believe also be notarized. So what you see a lot of these campaigns do is sort of set up, petition centers. Come on down. You want, your guy, you want Ron Paul, you want Mitt Romney, anybody on the ballot, come on down, sign your name, we'll take care of it for you, boom. Which is different than a lot of other states where you see a lot of door knocking and things like that, or just people on the street corner. So yeah, it is much more difficult. But again, it speaks to organization. Obviously, it's not impossible. These other two campaigns, Ron Paul and Mitt Romney, had the organization to get it done. Now, granted, these are two guys that have run for president before and certainly saw this coming. But, it really is interesting when you look at this sort of the last this sort of lingering, I think, right before Iowa, because a caucus, as we've said, is really all about organization and getting people excited to show up in the cold, to a location, and it's not a real quick process. It takes time to do these caucuses. So you need to have that organization that can get boots on the ground and people out the doors. That's really the process to get on the ballot in Virginia. Two campaigns were able to do it. None of the others were.
Talk host Jan Michelson with former Congressman Fred Grandy, who also is a former talk host and TV star, about why he's back in Iowa stumping for Newt Gingrich.
Which candidate have you decided to give your stamp of approval?
Well, I'm supporting Newt Gingrich. I was out in Sioux City when the debate took place just before Christmas, and adding whatever I could to his chances. And as I was telling you privately, one of the reasons I'm publicly declaring for the speaker is because I think of all of the candidates, he is the one with the most profound understanding of what this threat from Islamic radicalism really means to this country, not just because of the threat that is emerging now in the Middle East and with Iran and possibly now Afghanistan and Iraq, but also within this country. He is, I think, the one guy that understands both the domestic and international terrorist implications. Don't want to take anything away from Rick Perry. I mean, Rick Santorum, who understands, I think, the threat from Iran, or Michelle Bachmann, who has made statements about this. But the speaker, I think, actually gets it in a level of detail that the next leader of this country is going to need.
What will the next leader of the country need, and what options are still available for us as we have neglected and used some really unusual tactics to deal with this? We've gone to a couple of wars, and we've treated these like wars that have fronts, and we've occupied countries. Were those wise things to do to begin with?
Well, I was a supporter of efforts both in Iraq and Afghanistan. Less so in Libya, because I never understood what the end game was, and it was pretty clear early on with people that I worked with that what we were really doing was indirectly funneling support to Al-Qaeda, or what they called the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, which was a derivative of Al-Qaeda and now seems to be kind of the most prominent bowsprit of whatever political ship they're about to launch. But the real problem, I think, Jan, is that we now have to look very seriously at the kinds of accommodating and, I think, very tepid foreign policies that we've had to a lot of these nations, particularly Egypt. I've been involved because of the Coptic Christian situation I was telling you about earlier, trying to get Congress to think again and perhaps stop the routine $1.3 billion they pay to the Egyptian military every year as part of the Camp David Accords. That money, and we've got congressional testimony now that has documented this, that money is essentially being used to buy weapons and train soldiers to fire on Christians and to fire on religious minorities and to aid and abet a kind of elite aristocracy of the Egyptian military, which is not really doing much to maintain the security and safety of that region.
Up next, the debate over the payroll tax cut extension. Pointing fingers on the countdown next.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home.
Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio and talk television, the new media. We have the jib and jab on the payroll tax extension. Here's a reporter talking to Stephen Moore from the Wall Street Journal. He breaks down what the payroll tax cut extension seems to be about.
This is an extension of a tax deal. This is not a tax cut, nor is it, by any stretch of the imagination, tax reform. So what are we really talking about here?
Well, John Boehner said it very well when he said this wasn't probably the smartest political fight. Republicans sort of folded their tents, stuck their tail between their legs, and agreed to the president's two-month extension. This was an issue, in my opinion, where there were, the Republicans were right on the policy but were wrong on the politics. And they were right that it makes no sense to do a two-month extension. If you're going to do this, it makes sense to do it for a year for planning purposes and so on. But, you know, the Senate had already left. So the Republicans at the 11th hour had tried to pick this fight with the president. It just didn't work very well. But the good news is, starting on January 1st, people will get this this payroll tax cut extension. As you just said, this is an extension of a policy we've had in place now for the past year.
So really what we're saying is we're going to extend something for 2 months and we're not going to take it away yet, basically, unless they extend it. But why was there no unified policy? This could have been a good moment for the Republicans.
Right.
Instead, it looks like a triumph for President Obama,
right,
who now says, look, I'm the tax cut guy, when, in fact, he's proposed so many tax increases. So it really, I think in the Wall Street Journal editorial, it said it was like the Republicans made a circular firing squad, actually.
Right. Well, there's a reason there was a stupid party, an evil party in Washington, and the Republicans are the stupid party. But I think that was shown in this instance. But, you know, it's interesting because a week ago, the Republicans had sort of had won on this issue. Remember, what we were talking about a week ago was whether the president would be forced to make a decision on the Keystone Pipeline. Republicans prevailed on that. That's an issue where, you know, something like Republicans are with the 99 out of 100 Americans, and the president is with the 1% of the radical environmentalists don't want that pipeline built. So it was a big victory for Republicans. They also prevailed, by the way, Deb, on the issue of the millionaire surtax, which you recall when the president came out with this extension, he wanted to have this big tax increase on business owners, and Republicans were able to repel that. So they should have declared victory, gone home for Christmas, and unwrapped their presents. Instead, they've got some egg on their face today, and the question is whether there will be any lasting political fallout to this.
Talk host Jack Harrison, Ted Webb here with Fox News' Jeff Birnbaum, about the extension agreement and what will actually happen next.
Now the tax cut, the payroll tax cut, has been extended 2 months. And undoubtedly, although there will be a crisis at the end of 2 months again, mm-hmm. that they'll extend it for at least another 2 months or a year or whatever, but this thing is never going to end. There's no group that's going to come out and say, okay, let's end the tax cut now and increase everybody's middle-class taxes across the board. Isn't that the case?
Surely, especially in an election year, despite the wisdom of not extending it, I think it's fair to say. I mean, who wants really to increase the deficit and further endanger Social Security, which is where the payroll tax goes, of course.
Yeah.
But in an election year, nobody wants to raise taxes, and the House Republicans were so determined not to raise taxes, they wanted a year-long extension, but ran into the bigger problem that Washington has, which is most Americans think that there are a bunch of fools and lazy folks who don't know how to do anything. And so by endangering the extension of the tax cut overall, they did themselves much more damage than simply extending the Band-Aid that they understood the two-month extension was.
PR-wise, they got blown out of the water.
Yeah, it was a debacle. The person being blamed on both ends is Speaker John Boehner, who at first agreed that the two-month extension was all they could get and they should accept it and not make waves.
Is that going to cost him his speakership, Jeff?
I don't think so. I don't know how you can actually remove the speaker. You'd have to set up a vote of the full House to remove the speaker. Even though it's a partisan vote, it is a vote of the full House. And the speaker has to have someone who is actively campaigning to replace him. And so far, we don't hear anything from Eric Cantor or the number three guy, McCarthy, from California to do so. So I think that talk is a little loose.
Coming up, listen, on the other half of the bottom of the hour, your calls on the payroll tax cut debate. That's all up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Donald Cohen, 2nd Infantry Division.
Well, the first time I saw somebody killed, it was a hell of a shock. But, you know, I'd never seen anything like this before. In the movies, you know, you eat your candy bar and popcorn, you go home, you know. But that is, you know, there was no John Wayne. There's no band or music playing. That's all you hear is explosions and bullets flying over your head and grenades going off. So you're confused. But somewhere down the line, it's a training that takes in self-preservation. You know, you're not going to run back. There's no way, because they'll shoot you in the back. So there's only one way to go forward. Do your best.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. But call right now, 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Follow these stories at DougStephan.com, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and our pursuit probably is a better word, of the situation with the payroll tax cut, the continuation of the current system, another 2 months, what's gained by that. What say you about all of this? What happens on the countdown is that we, as we monitor all of these dozens and dozens of radio stations around the country that are providing you with the opportunity to talk and express yourself about the issues the same as we are right here, right now, we'll take some of those calls and edit them for playback, some of your calls for edit and payback. Some of them are on live. Here is a caller from South Carolina who doesn't like the Republicans caving in this circumstance.
I'm extremely disappointed in the Republicans. This should have been a one-year plan, and if anybody really wants to think about this, all the Democrats are trying to do is bankrupt Social Security. Social Security was supposed to be an insurance, the Democrats told us forever. Now it's a tax. And for the people that don't know, anybody that buys a home over $200,000, guess what? You're going to get $17 more a month to pay for the people for this tax cut. So the percentage of people that don't pay taxes now that the Democrats always say, oh, they pay taxes, they pay their Social Security tax. Well, guess what? They're getting a 2% break, and now the people that buy homes over $200,000 get to pay for it. Isn't that nice? Thank you, Democrats and the media.
Yeah, the news media is a co-conspirator in this. I think Rick is right. That's the gentleman's name from South Carolina. As we move along, 800-510-8255. Most of you are aware of the issue. If you, I can't imagine there isn't somebody that has followed News Talk Radio over the last week or two that doesn't know what's going on here. The bottom line is that the payroll tax cut was to go away at the end of the year. Would have been a tax increase for people from what they're used to. Do you look at your stub? Do you look at your pay stub when you get paid every couple of weeks, every month? And do you know how much you're paying
in taxes. The problem is so many of you don't look at it. You don't really realize. You just say, okay, this is my take-home pay. You get paid $1,000 a month or a week or whatever it is, and I have $724 to spend. Yeah. What about the money that made up the difference between the $724 that you got and $1,000 that you earned? Where is that going? You don't look at it that way, and that's perhaps something that you ought to schedule yourself a little time and understand how much money from you is going into this machine that is being wasted the way that it is. The fraud, the corruption, the abuse, and it's you who's paying for it. Here's a lady in Virginia, despite what the Republicans want you to believe, she says the president had wanted the extension to go for a year.
I think people are forgetting that the president was pushing 1 year from the start. He probably should have pushed for 2 years, actually. And I think the fact that there were 39 Republicans who voted for this compromise, which would not have been a compromise, you know, if they would have accepted the year in the first place. You know, this is what the president was offering, and this is what he was pushing, and he's been talking about this for the past couple of months. So for them to come back and say, okay, well, we want a year now, you know, why didn't you agree to a year in the first place? And, you know, I think all of us Americans, you know, should, you know, stand up and look, no more riders on these bills. On these bills concerning taxes, these important issues, no more riders. Why is Keystone being attached to this? You know, we have to ask ourselves that. Why? It you know, it doesn't make any sense, and it's just a ploy used by, you know, normally Republicans to, you know, push that agenda.
800-510-8255. How does partisan politics play in all? That's a good alliteration. Partisan politics play in all of this. Who deserves the blame, and does that fix anything? The payroll tax cut on our mind right now, and here's a West Virginian with thoughts on the Republicans.
What I think is that the freshman congressman in the House did the right thing. I think that I think what's happening right now is the Senate Democrats are running interference for President Obama that doesn't want to build the Keystone XL pipeline. And that's what they ought to be focusing on. I think that the Senate Republicans helped them do that because why he wants to wait till after the election to make a decision on that is he don't want to build it. And he knows if he says now he don't want to build it, he's not going to get elected. So they're running interference for him so that he doesn't have to make a decision before the election.
All right. A lot of politics. I think certainly that makes some sense here. What about you? 800-510-8255. Congress and the tax cuts. This fellow thinks they should have been ended.
I totally disagree in terms of these tax cuts. I wonder, what happens to a country that owes $15.5 trillion and nobody will raise taxes? Also, a country that has unfunded liabilities of $62 trillion and want a payroll tax cut. I just see it as our credit rating is going to get lower again because we're not serious about paying our debts.
All right, so let's see if we can examine the problem here for a minute and give you a little primer in the how-tos, all right? Here's an announcement that I received in the mail from the Los Angeles Fire Department Foundation asking for donations to protect the millions of people that live here in the city of Los Angeles. They claim there are only 3,000 firefighters and paramedics employed by the city. 986 are on duty at any one time. There are 106 fire stations. So the Los Angeles Fire Department is a complex organization that's involved in fire prevention, fire suppression, medical care, rescue, disaster preparedness, and much more. How did it get to that point, and why is it? Do you know how many other organizations that are both local, state, and national do the same thing. But these people are asking for donations from the citizenry, even though the tax rate in the city of Los Angeles is the highest in the nation, the state of California the highest in the nation. What are they doing with the money that comes from the payroll tax, that comes from the property tax, that comes from the 6.5% to 8% sales tax that they have? What is being done with that money? You may or may not have seen Tom Coburn, U.S. Senator from Oklahoma. Last week, his office released a report on the kind of projects that your tax dollars are paying for. Payments to dead federal employees. Pancake dinners for families. We're deadlocked with all of these things. We can't seem to close the loopholes, however, the tax code is so complex in the way we spend our money. The IRS has approved $1 billion in tax credits for energy efficient homes. That a good idea? For some people it is. But can we afford it? The recipients of the money, more to the point, are children under the age of 10, people who are prisoners in jail. The essence of it is anybody can apply, use any name, and get any amount of money. They don't even vet these. $120 million has been paid to federal employees who were dead last year. You want a couple of more examples? IRS spent $862 million to store unused furniture and equipment that they don't need in their office. Can you believe that? There are other items. The U.S. Agency for International Development found food meant for Afghan families in warehouses here. The rodents had gotten into it and done hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of damage. Why? Office of Personnel Management found the federal government spent $120 million in retirement and disability payments to going back to the idea of the people who were dead. This has been going on for the last 5 years in the report. University of Kentucky got a grant from the National Institute of Health to study how cocaine enhances the sex drive of Japanese quail. $181,000. National Science Foundation, $500,000 to researchers at Wellesley College studying whether or not tweets are trustworthy or not. National Science Foundation, another $1 million. Researchers studying how robots help preschoolers learn language skills. The report goes on with all kinds of monies being spent. Here's the American Museum of Magic in Marshall, Michigan, getting $150,000 so that they can better understand its various audiences and their potential interest in the history of magic. This is what you're paying for. No wonder people are upset. Ought not you to be upset under the circumstances? 800-510-8255. We'll take and listen to some more of these calls from you and others who are concerned about the tax situation, payroll taxes, and other taxes, as we continue here on The Countdown.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Glenn Close stars in Albert Nobbs, the story of a woman who worked as a male butler for 30 years. The 5-time Oscar nominee is already getting Oscar buzz.
I think she's a very unusual character. Everybody has a story, and there's a story that people perceive outwardly for each of us, and that's a story we're aware of as we're looking from the inside out.
I think you are the strangest man I've ever met.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Woody Allen explores love and literature in Midnight in Paris. Jack Black and Angelina Jolie get their kicks in Kung Fu Panda 2. And Nicholas D'Agosto and Emma Bell cheat death in Final Destination 5. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
I drank Emergen-C to support my immune system before shoveling the driveway.
Ooh, not what I heard.
With all those B and C vitamins, I understand you shoveled the driveway, plowed a quarter-mile stretch of road, then constructed a 30-unit igloo village with hand-cut ice sculptures and several snow cone concession stands, right?
Well, I shoveled my neighbor's driveway, too.
Outstanding. Emergency. 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, energizing B vitamins, and fizzy fruity flavors you'll love, all to help you accomplish more. Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Emergency. Feel the good.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Musicians, the best thing about the holidays just may be the leftovers at Guitar Center. It's Guitar Center's clearance event. Juicy, tempting discounts on overstocked inventory with price drops to satisfy your craving for savings. Succulent savings on demos, closeouts, warehouse finds, and more. All tagged and priced to move. First come, first serve deals on surplus gear from top brands like Fender, Marshall, Line 6, Pearl, Yamaha, and more. Guitar Center's clearance kicks off now. Save huge while supplies last. Open New Year's Day.
800-510-8255, the payroll tax cut and the extension for a couple of months. Thoughts from a gentleman in Pennsylvania who's focused on all politicians, both parties, et cetera, et cetera.
You know, I certainly think the low ratings are deserved by both the Democrats and the Republicans and the independents, all of them. I mean, what they have failed to do, and they've certainly displayed it all year long, is they failed to do the one thing that we really need to do, and that's cut spending. All you hear from the president, all you hear from the Democrats, and all you hear from the Republicans is how we can spend more money, you know, finding ways. And the money that we're going to spend to extend these unemployment the compensations and the payroll tax deductions is money that we'll probably borrow from China, so that we can do this, and we're selling short the Social Security Trust Fund, the money that should be going into them. And so the real failure is the failure on the part of our politicians to talk about the one thing that is killing this country, and that's spending, spending, spending. The answer that Democrats have, just keep raising the taxes. I mean, we've developed this class warfare led by the president. And so this is where we're at. In 25 years from now, if we keep spending the way we are, we won't be having this discussion about Social Security or Medicare because it won't exist.
800-510-8255. All right, Michael, you're in Oregon listening to KUGN. What say you about all this discussion?
Well, Betty, let me tell you. I was just laying here listening to you, and your question about where does the money go got to me a little bit.
Good.
So I thought I'd call and tell you. You know, I lived in Nevada for 27 years, working in power plants, stuff like that, and it never ceased to annoy me that I paid about $350 per year to register my vehicle.
Uh-huh.
And their roads, you know, that's what they say it pays for. Their roads suck in Nevada. You could park your car in a pothole in Reno, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Interstate 80, a federal highway, is the same thing.
And you know what? In terms of, this is a hot button with a lot of people who understand. If you go to Europe or most other places around the world, but Europe is the best example I can come up with, the roads never have to be repaved because they build them so well that they are not, they're indestructible. Here, we don't build them well because we want to have works progress for all of the unions, so we keep them working, and it's a government dole-out. Thank you for the call.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Where does your money go? And do you care where it goes? When you hear some of these stories, this is the real important part of understanding the payroll tax cuts, not so much the issue itself, the politics of it, although that's on a lot of your minds. But where's the money going? Why is it that we need all of this? The background to these stories is pretty important. Elaine calls, another Oregoner. I guess that's, you're an Oregoner. Hello, Elaine.
Yeah, I'm an Oregonian.
An Oregonian, yes, that's better. I like that. Okay. Yeah.
Eugene's Oregon area. I live in Crestwell. Anyway, first of all, I want to thank you for November, Thanksgiving, and yesterday. We all got to listen to you much longer. They always cut you off at 4 o'clock because of the other program that took over, and it was wonderful.
I'm glad.
Anyway,
I think if you listen on the other side, there's the business station that belongs to the same company, I think, carries the program longer. At least that's my impression.
Oh, I can't get it. For some reason, I can't get it.
Oh, you can't get that signal. Okay.
I tried.
All right.
Anyway, wasn't there something went on in the Eisenhower era that they borrowed money from Social Security? I may not, I'm almost 80, but you're always up into everything and know, wasn't there money borrowed out of the Social Security?
The money has been borrowed for about 4 decades. There is no money really in the trust fund. It is funded by those who are contributing at the moment. They being Congress, has in its quote-unquote wisdom spent all the money that was in the Social Security Trust Fund, all the money that was in the highway trust fund, all the money that was in the airline trust fund, all of the major trust funds that have collected monies because of user fees. You pay a user fee every time you get on an airplane. When you're paying taxes to buy gasoline, that money, the federal money, goes into a kitty that's supposed to pay for the improvement of the roads and the highways. And we all know about Social Security and Medicare, basically the same thing. all that money has been extracted and spent. So now it's those programs are funded by the current receipts, and if there isn't enough money to fund current projects, then they borrow the money, and that's where we are now in the multi-trillion dollar debt category. So all of those funds that have been around for quite a long time, many of them since the 30s and 40s, some of them, the airline trust fund thing, I think went into effect in the 50s, all of that stuff has been raided by these crazy spendthrifts. That's the basic story here, Elaine.
Well, I sure thank you. I knew you'd know. I quit work about a year ago, and I don't contribute anymore. But
yes, you do. Yeah, you're contributing. Contribute right now. And call Storm up and give her hell later on, will you?
Oh, I will. And she's quite a gal. She's going to go to the Rose Bowl game.
Is she? Well, that's good. We'll have to raise the flag for her. Thanks for the call. Roger, you're next. Hi.
Hi. I just want to say that don't forget the military-industrial complex.
Yep.
Remember what Dwight Eisenhower said when he left in his farewell speech. And if you want to find waste, look in there.
Absolutely. The budget, this is one of my favorite hot-button items as well. The budget for the military, the Pentagon budget this year, $660 billion. And the Government Accounting Office last year did a study and said that for 400, if we got rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, cronyism, et cetera, the needless programs in the military, you'd still have the same coverage, you'd have the same protections, everything would be the same if you got rid of the bad, the waste. If you spent $460 billion and didn't have waste and fraud and corruption, you'd have the same protection. That's a heck of a statement about how badly the government is run. And yet you hear all of these hacks, most of them Republicans, saying, we've got to keep the military up, we've got to increase the budget. You big bunch of phony balonies. Go look at the waste in the budget and then show us how to fix that problem, never mind spending more money for oftentimes tools that we don't need. And you look at the deplorable condition that the military is taking when they get out of the service. All right, let's finish with Phil in Boston.
You know, the Tea Party Republicans are doing exactly what they were elected to do. They're the only people that are doing their job. They're the 11% approved people in Congress. The other 89%, the old boys club, are the ones that have to change. We need term limits. Since the mid-60s and the advent of the Great Society, we have elevated our debt limit 70-plus times. The money is all gone, folks. Things have to change, and the Tea Partiers are leading the way.
Protesters of all stripes, don't believe the right-wing callers that the protesters are all about greed. They are not. There are many protesters protesting exactly what we're talking about here. Another hour wrapped up for the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.